Oh, yeah.
Finally cooled off a little bit. Boy, that's hot. That's a joke, Tom. We are talking about, you know what we're talking about? I erased it off before, as you can. What are we talking about?
The covenant.
Covenant, okay.
Which covenant?
The Mosaic covenant and the Jewish covenant, and the Jesus covenant.
And the Jesus covenant, that's right. We're talking about both of them, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
So, I gave you a table, you know, yours is wide, but I gave you a table. Mm-hmm. You got it in your Bibles or somewhat, if you can look at it and say, okay, you know.
I don't think I got that. You did
this, wasn't it? It's just a table. Look on that. I think Charles got it. So, of course, the first thing I'm going to do is not use that show, the table today. What I want to do is show you where the first part of that table came from. I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
I realize, you know, I'm just jumping into things, you know, and maybe I need to give you a little bit of background. This is where the first part of the table came from. All right. So we're looking at the Old Covenant versus the New Covenant. So I just want to spend a little time today going over this and pointing this out. In Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, and most of that table, by the way, comes from verses in Hebrews. But in Hebrews, he's comparing the Old Covenant with the New Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you look in Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, let's see. Who would like to read that for us? You might want to read that for us. You got it right there on your sheet.
Hebrews 1.
Hebrews 2, 1 through 4.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed, much more attention to the things which we have heard, hear, and understand to attend to, lest at any time we should let them slip. Escape us. You want me to continue to read?
Yeah, read the whole.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, firm, sure, stable, and every transgression, disregarding, violating, and disobedient, failure to pay attention, received a just recompense of reward, payment of wages due, how shall we escape if we neglect to give little attention to so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard, hear, give attention to, perceive, understand him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Okay, so this is the scriptures, and in the parentheses, of course, I put some explanation words. Okay, mm-hmm. So we can get the meaning of what he's saying here. In the translation that we're given there, some of the ties, some of the connections and links aren't evident. All right? But he's really focusing on paying attention to. Paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And he keeps saying this over and over and over and over again. All right? If we fail to pay attention to the good news.
Yeah.
All right? In other words, he's saying you need to pay attention to the good news. If the old covenant was something that you needed to pay attention to, mm-hmm. and it was, then we really need to pay attention to the new covenant.
Yeah.
All right? So that's what we're going to read. In fact, I'm going to reread that, mm-hmm. all right, in another shortened version, but I'm going to read it with all the new things in there,
mm-hmm.
all right,
okay.
So we can get the idea. Now, listen to the words. Listen, hear, pay attention, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff.
Okay? Yeah.
You hear it. Therefore, it is necessary for us to pay much attention to the things we have listened to and understand, lest at any time we should let them escape us. Mm-hmm. For if the word spoken by angels, that's the old covenant, mm-hmm. was sure, was certain, and every disregarding or violating and failure to pay attention, again, that's disobedience, that's translated disobedience, but it's failure to pay attention, mm-hmm. received a just payment of wages due, how shall we escape if we give little attention to so great salvation, which was first told us by Jesus and was confirmed to us by them that heard, perceived, understood, and gave attention to him. God also bearing them witness with miracles of signs, miracles of wonders, miracles of various kinds, and the abilities given to us by the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Okay? So what do we have here? He's saying, you got to pay attention. You know, you have learned to pay attention to the law. Because in the past, every violation, every time you didn't pay attention to the law, you got a reward. But it wasn't the right kind of reward that you wanted, was it, Brother Charles? It was a punishment, right? If you didn't pay attention to the law, you got a punishment. Right? So he says, you ought to pay attention, even because this was given by angels. The law was given by angels, right?
Yeah.
So if that is true, if you ought to pay attention, right? If you let your attention vary away from obeying the law, you know, you're gonna get punished. So how much more should we pay attention to this new covenant? Mm-hmm. How much more should we be careful to pay attention? Make sure that we understand it. All right? Make sure we get the full understanding of this new covenant and to walk in the fullness of the understanding of that covenant. All right? Being careful not to let it escape us. All right? Don't let it just slip away from our minds. But we stay with it. Mm-hmm. Stay our focused on our attention on this new covenant. All right? But this is what he's talking about. And then he goes on and says, excuse me, that the people that came into us, all right, the people that came and presented the good news to us of this new covenant, all right, God confirmed that their word was true.
Yeah.
And how did he confirm it?
Signs, wonders.
Yeah, signs, wonders, mm-hmm. miracles.
Yeah.
And so I translate that, there's miracles of signs, there's miracles of wonders, and there's miracles of miracles. You know, it's just mm-hmm. miracles of various kinds, you know.
Because
when I looked up the word for signs, I looked up the word for miracles, for wonders, the definitions gave miracles, miracles, miracles. You see? So all of them, it's a sign is a miracle, you know, wonders a miracle, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. Signs is a sign or a mark or an indication. It says it's a sign of the wonders, the miracles by which God authenticates mm-hmm. the men sent by him, mm-hmm. or by which men prove that the cause they are pleading is God's.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going to do something to make you know that what I'm telling you is from God.
Yeah.
All right. So the old prophets did that. The gospel, the people who brought the gospel, the apostles came, mm-hmm. and they did signs. Jesus did it, right? Mm-hmm. When he came to earth, what did he do? He went around doing what?
Good.
Doing good, right?
Yeah.
And healing people, casting out demons, right?
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. And he says, if you don't believe me because of my words, you should believe me because of
the signs
I did, the works that I do, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That ought to convince you, right? If my logic doesn't convince you, my words ought to do it. Paul says, I didn't come to you with the power of the wisdom, didn't come to you with just the wisdom of men, but what?
Demonstration.
Yeah.
Demonstration. I came to you with power.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, he said, this is something you need to pay attention to. So, they came with signs. They came with wonders. Wonder is something strange.
Yeah.
It causes the beholder to marvel. Uh-huh. Whoa. Right? this guy says, a sign is intended to appeal to the understanding.
Okay.
A wonder appeals to the imagination.
Wow.
You see, imagination, whoa, you know. And then a power, which is the third word, divers miracles, because that's actually divers powers. He says, that indicates his source as supernatural.
Wow.
So he's covered all three bases.
Yeah.
Right? The understanding, the imagination, and just the power to do something.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes on and says what? Let's see. Gifts. Gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when we think gifts of the Holy Spirit, we think what? Charisma, charismatic, right?
Yeah.
Charismatic gifts, right? Mm-hmm. And they're listed for us in 1 Corinthians 12.
Yeah.
You know, and then also in Romans. You know, so there's various lists of the gifts.
Right.
But the various gifts. We've got what now? We got prophecy, right?
Yeah.
We've got healing. We've got miracles.
Miracles, yeah.
Yeah. And we got tongues, interpretation of tongues. Mm-hmm. And so all these gifts is what we think of, right?
Yeah.
And this is what he's talking to, but he uses a different word here. Instead of saying charisma, mm-hmm. gift, this word gift is marismos. Hmm. And it means a separation. A separation.
Yeah.
Now, it still denotes a gift or an ability to do something. But here the emphasis is on the difference between a normal man and a born-again man.
Yeah.
Right? There's a separation
between
a normal man and a born-again man.
Yeah.
Right? So when they came to proclaim the gospel, he says, you need to become a born-again man.
Mm-hmm.
You need to become separate from the not born-again man, mm-hmm. the normal man. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a separation. And how do you know there's going to be a separation between a normal man and a born-again man? These gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Says the gifts set him apart and show him to be a man to be listened to attentively.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go back to paying attention, right? Paying attention to this person because he's got some supernatural power.
Yeah.
That normal man doesn't have.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Hopefully it came from God, right?
Uh-huh.
Hopefully it came from God.
Yeah.
So now, why spend so much time and attention on signs and wonders and miracles? Well, the law was given by a great miracle.
Yeah.
Why isn't it?
It gets attention.
Yeah.
I was talking earlier about how some pastors, they wouldn't want to go forward. But one of them, I know, they tried to hide what God was doing, and it was obvious. Friend of mine, he went... before he passed the church, he went and sat in the back at another church, and they said, come up here. they wanted him to teach.
Yeah.
You can't hide a gift. It's obvious. It gets attention, it arrests attention.
It does. Right. God wants to do what with a gift?
Use it.
Yeah. He wants people to see, hey, I'm real. Yeah. I'm here. I'm working in people. I can work in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, he chooses people that aren't wonderfully great, gifted, just to show he can use anybody.
Yeah.
He can choose me. He can choose anybody to speak his words, to do his will, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to be great. You don't have to be a fantastic speaker or singer or whatever. You can use anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can use Ray, he can use anybody, right? I mean, come on, break it, man. That way anybody can do this. Yeah. Right? He said, I'm not anybody special, right? So if God can do it through me, everybody ought to be encouraged. Man, God can do it through me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God can work in me. I can have those gifts. I can speak in tongues. I can do all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because God is working in me. I got the Holy Spirit. I got the same Holy Spirit that Ray's got. I got the same Holy Spirit that Thurston's got.
Yeah.
And God can work in me
mm-hmm.
the same way.
Yeah.
So, all right, so he says, let's see here. Oh, yeah. All right. The law was given with a great miracle. Let's see what it was. It says, God wrote on stone tablets, mm-hmm. himself wrote on the stone tablets on top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. There were also thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trump blast. Mm-hmm. Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke mm-hmm. because the Lord had descended on it in fire.
Yeah.
The whole mountain trembled greatly. Mm-hmm. They got an earthquake or a mountain quake. I guess you call it a mountain quake, wouldn't you? They got a mountain quake, they got smoke, they got fire, they got thunder, they got a trumpet blast. Woo! Mm-hmm. He's putting out, isn't he? Yeah. He's showing off, isn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, you can have the law with just that beginning miracle, right? Mm-hmm. Now the law, you can have, you know, without miracles going on beyond the law, though. Because mm-hmm. they had the law for a long, long time and they didn't see any miracles.
Yeah.
And the law for a long time didn't see any miracles. Right from the end of Malachi to the first of Matthew was what, 400 years? Mm-hmm. They heard nothing from God. They didn't hear a word from God.
Wow.
They didn't hear a word from God. But the gospel, when it was proclaimed, it wasn't just proclaimed one time. Mm-hmm. Everywhere people went, they proclaimed the gospel with power.
Yeah.
Years after Jesus had gone back up to heaven,
yeah.
they were going around proclaiming the gospel with mm-hmm. power. Paul was going around proclaiming mm-hmm. it with power, right?
Yeah.
Signs and wonders and miracles, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And if that was not enough, the Holy Spirit gave special abilities to those who believe the gospel mm-hmm. and receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Those gifts came to the ones who believed.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the ones who proclaimed, it came to the ones who believed.
Yeah.
Even though they were immature and carnal, mm-hmm. they got the Holy Spirit. They got the gifts. Mm-hmm. The Corinthian church was carnal, immature, when Paul wrote that first letter. Mm-hmm. He said, look, I have to feed you with milk. Mm-hmm. You're carnal because you're not loving each other. Mm-hmm. Right? You get together and you have your communion times and you know, there's no love there. Mm-hmm. You're carnal. But you still operate the gifts. Mm-hmm. You still operate the gifts. You don't use them, right? Because you don't love each other. Mm-hmm. You're not seeking the unity of the body, but you still got the Holy Spirit gifts.
Yeah.
That's amazing, I tell you.
It is.
You know, this is and should still be happening mm-hmm. today. The gospel is proclaimed, not with the wisdom of men, but with the power of God. Yeah. And this power of God is seen in those that believe the good news and receive the Holy Spirit even today.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yep.
We're a church that believes it, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're a church that believes it.
Amen.
But you know, what is a miracle that has a great and profound effect on the unbeliever that anybody can do? Even the Baptist.
Yeah.
They don't believe, or whoever, you know. Even if they don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, this is a miracle that anyone can do.
Get people saved.
What can they do to get people? What can they do to show the power of God to people? Love.
Love.
Love. I tell you, you love them.
Yeah.
Genuine love is so rare these days, it seems like a miracle when a stranger does something good for somebody.
Yeah.
Now let me say that again. Genuine love is so rare these days that it seems like a miracle when a stranger does something good for someone. Mm-hmm.
So true.
You know, I mean, that gets people's attention, right? That makes the news. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see it on the news. You know, a celebrity leaves a huge tip for a stranger waiter. Makes the news. Mm-hmm. Wow. Who does that? Nobody does that. Yeah. He does it on purpose. He doesn't accidentally leave it there. He does it on purpose. He wanted to help this person.
That's good, right?
A stranger goes out of his or her way to help someone in need. Mm. That is a copy. That makes the news. We see it on the TV. We see it on the internet.
The Good Samaritan.
Yeah. Yeah. People are so amazed by such acts. As if they were miracles. And we can all do that. I was at a gas pump, at a gas station, and it was down here down the Minor Parkway. And I was just, you know, put some gas in my car. I stand at the pump, put some gas in my car. And so the lady on the other side came by and said, sir, would you just give me $5 and I need some gas in my car? And I said, no, wait just a moment. And so I finished putting gas in my car, and then I pulled my nozzle out, and I just stepped over the bumps, got her car, stuck it in her, and filled it up. You know? Uh-huh. And she's watching me do this, and I'm just pumping the gas in. She's watching me. She's watching me. She's going, what's he doing? You know, you can hear her thinking, what's he doing? He's just putting gas in. He's not stopping. He's just pumping it in. You know, you can give me $5 and put gas in my car. Uh-huh. And so I filled it up. So she told, she had two girls in the back seat, one of them was her daughter, I think. She was talking to these two young teenage girls. And said, he's putting gas in my car. You know, he's putting it up, you know. So they said, Mama, ask me if he'll give us some money. Go get a hamburger. We want a hamburger. You know? So she's going, okay. So when I finished putting gas in, I was hanging up the phone. She said, my daughter's wondering if you can give him some money. I'm going to give him a hamburger. $500. You know? I think she said $5. I said, just a minute. So I went in the store. And I came back out, and I gave her a $20 bill. Mm. I said, here, go get them something to eat, chew something to eat, too. You probably hungry, too.
They'll never forget that.
No.
That would leave such an impression on them.
Well, it did. And the impression I left on her, suddenly she was all over me. She said, who are you? Where you come from? What church you go to? Where can I find more again? It's like, where can I find more like you? You know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't know that you can. My church had a whole lot of folks like that, you know? But it's that, you know, she just responded in such a way.
Yeah.
Who is this? Where do you come from?
Mm-hmm.
All this kind of stuff. And I realized at that moment, people were really banged up.
Yeah.
They really might stop. Mm. And I was such a rarity. Just doing something little bitty simple like that. It was not a big deal. Right? It was just a simple thing. And yeah, I didn't even, did I do a miracle? I didn't do a miracle.
To them it was.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
To them it was a miracle.
Great love.
You know, Jesus was asking some people, you know, he said, you fed me when I was hungry. And, you know, they were asking, when did I feed you? I didn't see you, Jesus. When did I feed you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you do it to the least, you did it to me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, anyway, we can love people.
Yeah.
You know, we can give to them.
Amen.
Amen. We can give to them. You know what? I never miss that money.
No.
I never even know you that I had given the money away. Because God always gives to us.
Yeah.
So we can give. We'll always have something to give. All right?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for today. Thank you so much for the food we have. Bless this food. Bless our breakfast, our communion together at breakfast. And pray, we pray, Father, help us to love the way you love us. We thank you.
Right, that was a good word.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
It's a blessing, too.